He did, and had, since she first laid eyes on the ruin that fire had made of his face, though it seemed to her now that he was not half so terrifying as the other. Still, Sansa wrenched away from him, and the hound laughed, and Lady moved between them, rumbling a warning, warning. Sansa dropped to her knees to wrap her arms around the wolf. They were all gathered around, gaping. She could feel their eyes on her, and here and there she heard muttered comments and titters of laughter. "A wolf," a man said, and someone else said, "Seven elves, that's a direwolf." And the first man said, "What's it doing in camp?" And the hound's rasping voice replied, "The Starks use them for wet nurses." And Sansa realized that the two stranger knights were looking down on her and Lady, swords in their hands, and then she was frightened again, and ashamed. Tears filled her eyes. She heard the queen say, "Joffrey, go to her," and her prince was there. "Leave her alone," Joffrey said. He stood over her, beautiful in blue wool and black leather, his golden curls shining in the sun like a crown. He gave her his hand, drew her to her feet. "What is it, sweet lady? Why are you afraid? No one will hurt you. Put away your swords, all of you. The wolf is her little pet, that's all." He looked at Sandor Clegane. "And you, dog, away with you. You're scaring my betrothed." The hound, ever faithful, bowed and slid away quietly through the press.